Okay, folks, so this time I've written a number of notes down. Let's start from the beginning on what things have been coming up. This particular time, we're going to talk about things that are not good, but it's not the dominant, so don't worry about that. This is just behind the scenes things that I've picked up. First thing is about cryptocurrency. I realize that many people out there are very wealthy because of it, but what's going to be coming is actually very, very bad. Doesn't matter if it's controlled and made sure that it's decentralized. What I'm getting is that this is a group of people created it, and that's fine. But as it advances and becomes more popular among the populace, there is actually going to be control over it. How this is going to happen is if you want to buy something, the banks, which you would normally do your transactions through, will take control of things like buying houses, paying bills. The companies that are responsible for these transactions will require you to use a certain businesses to complete the transaction. If you want to pay cash, or if you want to use Bitcoin to buy a house, the government's going to step in and say, you have to go through this institution to do it. That has to do with title and everything. So I don't think we're going to be seeing I think that on basic exchange, where you can do purchase things between each other on small things, yeah, you want to go buy a TV, you want to buy something from another person, and you can give them crypto, they're not going to trace that. Big things, they're going to trace. I don't see that being free. Maybe there's somebody who can tell me I'm wrong, but perhaps it's free right now, but I think that in the near future, the banks are going to say, we're going to try to take over this, and they're going to force it by law. I don't know which countries are working on that right now, but I get the feeling that the market's going to say you have to go through a bank to buy certain things. There goes the privacy, gone. But if it doesn't, that'll be one of the signs that we're breaking free from these bad guys. The next one is about the internet. They're talking about going from 4G to 5G and now to 6G is on its way. And they're even, maybe there are 7, 8, 9, and 10. But I'll tell you right now, folks, nobody's going to need 6. Gaming people, they will love that. But they will also have to invest in computers that are fast enough to function on the speed of a 6G. I mean, right now, if you have a 5G glass or a glass internet, fiberglass, I think the download speed, if you want to watch a movie, is maybe 10, 15, 20 seconds, maybe 30 at the most. It's like half a minute to a minute, maybe. But it's like, how fast do you really need it? I mean, it sounds sensationally bad. But I can tell you why they're doing it. And this is what I wrote down. The speed at which people are using the internet now, especially the children, is very, very fast. Why do they need it so fast? Why program younger kids to work lightning speed with their fingers and their eyes? It's not to learn things faster. It's so that their brain functions faster with their arms for training. And what I see here is that once they are used to behaving in that way, they will want to keep that speed. And in order to keep that speed of gaming up, they will need neuroimplants. Hence, the artificial intelligence, they will want to be connected to it to enjoy that continuous high. So I think that's the I think that's the programming we're looking at here. Is it's pre, what's the word? It's preconditioning to want AI. Okay, so the next one's going to be, this one's bizarre. And I mentioned this in a previous one. I keep getting pulled into Israel, and I don't know why. Now, I don't know what's going on with this, but in Israel, there seems to be this, and there are already tunnels there, but I keep getting pulled to a specific, unidentifiable tunnel. Very well made. It's, you know, you can walk through it like you're walking through a, I don't know, underground train station, you know, with stores down there. No tracks in this area, but you could go in and go shopping and all these. It's a fully finished tunnel. And it goes for a long ways. I don't know where it actually ends, but I will say this, is that I heard recently that Benjamin Fulford said something that struck me as curious in one of his really free version of his newsletter. What he said was that the French Khazarian Mafia, or French Cabal, is, according to him, instead of being, assassinated or a death penalty for the punishment for their evil deeds, instead they're requesting to be ostracized or to be sent to this island that is between Africa and South America. And it's closer to, you might say, Antarctica. It's extremely isolated. There is a very small population there. I went to look and I looked it up, and there's like not even 100 people that live on the island. I'm guessing it's scientists and things, and they have plenty of supplies. I don't know what kind of wildlife is there, but that doesn't matter. Anyways, they want to go there. But in my mind, I feel like there's an entrance on that island to a massive underwater continent. And I brought this up before, that I felt like there is something underneath the water there. And I think that the peak of this island is part of that underwater continent. So when they say they want to be exiled, that's a lie. They're not exiling themselves. They're actually looking for a place where they can continue to do their nefarious things, but the whole world is under the impression that, oh, they've been sent to an island where there's nothing they can do, which is 100% wrong. There is a way from the island to get into this underneath the water and travel anywhere and anywhere they want, including off-world. Okay, so let's go on to the next page here. This one talks about more about the world and the peace we're in, but I'm going to... The planet that we're on, and there's a big argument about, is it flat, is it round, is it semi? I'm going to say it's actually round. There are other people who completely disagree with me, and they have their own proof. That's fine. None of us can prove what we're saying. You know, there's no way I can pull people to the... like Bezos does, and pulls people up in the atmosphere and says, hey, take a look. I do think we are a round planet. Could be fine, but that's fine. Okay, so, but on this planet, we have people. And for the most part, people are actually peaceful. They really are. The largest percentage of the people on this planet are peaceful. The bad guys are trying to continuously pull us into conflict for their beliefs. And I'm not going to get into that, but you can imagine. And the conflicts that they create happen yearly, and sometimes you have to wait for 50 to 60 years before another big battle comes in, but they keep the battles going. The percentage of the people involved as soldiers is very, very small, but this group of soldiers, they believe that what they're fighting for is a certain righteousness. the origins of the battle that they're going into fight, they probably are not aware of. And if they knew what the origins were, I'm 95% sure, or 90% sure, that most of them would say, no, I'm not fighting that battle because it's engineered. And then after they go into this battle, and, you know, there's injuries, there's news about things that happen, all of this is on the mainstream media. The mainstream media reinforces what these people are doing as for the theoretically good thing. They're showing how badly they've been hurt and how evil the other side is, and that's a manipulation, complete manipulation. They are owned, the mainstream media is owned by the bad guys who created the war. But you already know that part. The last part is the current Congress. I wish my voice would reach out farther than it does right now, but I'm glad that there are people listening. Somebody is. And what's going on with Congress is that the members that are in there right now, all of them, I don't care if they're between 30 and 80, they should all be getting replaced by people like the voting system is when you have to go to serve in court. You have to go in through a vote, or you have to go in through a cycle. Let's say that you were going to vote in something for a new law within your state. Well, let's say once every 6 months, you have to go in and they refresh to a new group every time. And your time to serve in there is, you know, you go to Congress every day for 1 week. So 52 times a year, you have a new person in there where they look at laws and they look at who voted for what. You're not voted in. You are serving just like a court. You are serving as a juror. That's what they need in this current government system. Get rid of everybody who's in there. All of the money, get rid of it. They don't need it. Put these people in position. Put the regular voters into these places. I guarantee you, watch what happens. Most of the crap will go away. I mean, so who is Pelosi and others? There's one guy that was standing there. He was in the middle of some kind of a seizure. He just stared off and you know, people asking questions. And he stared off for like, what was it, 30 seconds to a minute, maybe even more? He just stared. I mean, folks, that looked to me looks like a very quiet seizure. And what is he, in his 70s? Maybe in his 80s? I mean, folks, come on. And this guy's still being voted to run an office? Something that says something about the corruption of the system. I think there's something going on that I can't see how people would want to vote that person in to that office at 80 years old. That there's something wrong. Okay, so there you go. And what I'm saying is when they're going in there and they're very, very old, like Pelosi and this other guy, you know, it's time to call it and say enough is enough. But the reason they're getting in there, my suspicion is that the votes in each state that they get voted in for do their job are not actually real. I think there's, my personal opinion is there's corruption for the voting. So they didn't say, oh, we're back in office again. We won. I don't think they actually won, folks. Not in any one of the countries, not in any one of the states. It could be that I'm wrong and it is legitimate voting, but I think it's, I personally think it's not. And that's why they're still in office, is because they continue to lie. And then there's no way to verify that because the governments and the states won't allow it. So that's the problem. So that's what I wanted to go over today for my readings, to let you folks know a kind of a coverall story for, actually that applies to most countries. Many of these people need to retire that are in politics. Many. But they won't, and they can't be forced because of who controls it. And that's all based on money and power, as you already know. But that being said, like I said in the beginning, this planet is actually quite peaceful. People want peace. A small percentage are causing the disruption. So I'm very happy to say that for the bigger picture, this planet is actually healing itself, albeit very, very slowly. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk with you in the next one.